Ludovic Street Pierre is heading to Singapore to paddle for Team Canada at the 2026 World Sprint Championships, and he's barely out of his teens. The 19-year-old from Pearson College in Metchison earned his spot on the national team after strong performances at the time trials in Calgary, Alta, on September 20 and 21. Racing against athletes from across the country at the Glenmore Reservoir, Street Pierre posted personal bests, including 2 minutes 33 seconds in the V1 solo boat and 2 minutes 37 seconds in the OC1 outrigger canoe, catching the attention of national coaches. He will compete in the Junior 19 Men V6 and Men V12 events, both team races where timing, technique and being in sync with teammates matter as much as raw power. St. Pierre only started outrigger canoeing after arriving at Pearson College, a small international school on the traditional territory of the Skiinu First Nation, Beecher Bay. When I came to Pearson College, I saw people paddling on the water, and as soon as I saw them, I thought, oh, I want to go on the water, he said. I also found out it was a competitive sport and one of the only ones at the school, so I tried it out as soon as I could. The 19-year-old Quebec native is in his second year at Pearson College in Metchison. Tony Trozo, Goldstream Gazette. Even though he was new to the sport, Street Pierre had a lot of athletic experience. Back in Quebec, he played competitive volleyball in high school, practiced karate for 15 years, and competed in cycling, running and triathlons. That background helped him adjust quickly to the physical and technical demands of paddling. The special thing about outrigger is the mix of technique and power, he said. You need to be in shape and put power in the water, but you also need the technique to use it right. There's always something to improve, and it can take years to really get it right. At the Calgary trials, Street Pierre tried to qualify for a solo spot but didn't quite make it. The next day, he raced in the team trials, where athletes are rotated through different seats in the V6 boat to see how well they work together. His strong performance and ability to mesh with the group earned him a spot on Team Canada. They were looking at our times but also at how we work together as a team, he said. It's not just about one person, it's everyone working together, and that's what I really enjoy. Coach Jordan Bolle and Ludovic Street Pierre pause on the dock at Pearson College. Tony Trozo, Goldstream Gazette. Jordan Bolle, Street Pierre's coach at Pearson College, said he's been impressed with the young athlete's dedication since he picked up a paddle. He works so hard, Bolle said. He fell in love with the sport last year and has been all in ever since. Over the summer, he trained with a club in Quebec and did dry land workouts, and the day after he got back this fall, he was already back on the water. Bolle said the school's location along Petter Bay makes a huge difference for students learning the sport. It's spectacular, he said. This is an ocean sport, it comes from Hawaii, Samoa and Tahiti. Being able to train here is a huge advantage and really gives students a chance to connect with the water. For St. Pierre, the environment has been as important as the training itself. Every morning you wake up and see this beautiful bay, he said. It's a privilege to live and study here and get on the water. I wouldn't be going to the World Championships without it. Pearson College has more than 200 students representing over 100 countries. Tony Trozo, Goldstream Gazette. Street Pierre plans to keep paddling after Pearson. But for now, his attention is on Singapore and the chance to paddle with Team Canada on the world stage. I've done competitive sports since I was a kid, but this is the first time I've felt like I'm actually at the next level, he said. It's an incredible feeling to be there and know you can compete with the best. The World Sprint Championships will take place from August 17 to 31, 2026 at Marina Bay in Singapore.